Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Man, I'm telling you, I don't know if I was, I went to YouTube, and when I went to YouTube to look up a video, I guess you just type in YouTube and the front page comes up of their whatever, you know, videos. And the very top video, and just melted my heart. It just totally melted my heart. And I don't know the. I kind of think I remember historically there was a program on television years ago where, you know, mothers with troubled teens would come, troubled children would come, and they would, single mothers, and this particular man would come out on, and fought and give them authority because they've never experienced authority before. In a moment, you're about to hear an encounter between this quote possible sergeant unquote. And a young child, probably about maybe 7 years old or something like that, that his mother had brought to this particular encounter because obviously she must have been at her wit's end. And we find out from the heart of a child what was really going on. And I just want to say that the fathers are under siege. The whole concept of fathering is under the siege. I mean, say what you want to, it's under siege. It's so under siege. So under siege that most don't even think it's under siege anymore. Most just think, you know, we just got to move on. Let's just pass this fathering thing. Let's just do it without the father. Sort of like I was listening to a meeting that was taking place in Harlem where leaders were coming together to discuss what was happening with programs and the Head Start program. A really great conversation. But the problem was with one of the conversation was that one lady said, well, let's just skip over the fact that the 17-year-old's having a child. Let's just move on. Let's just move on and just right. start. Because that's just the reality. Let's don't even talk about it. And it just went right into the problem. And it's like, well, they're trying to figure out a solution. And she just went past the whole seed bed of the whole thing, you know. Because the absence of a father in one's home is a prerequisite based statistically that's very high that there's going to be a child born out of wedlock, that there's going to be a place of poverty in that child's life, and all these things that Head Start's trying to do, I believe, a wonderful job at it. And they invited people to come out and just watch the programs work because I think funding is going down, the reason why they were talking about it. And it might have been in D.C. It was a different meeting that I saw in Harlem about books and all. But this, but the thing is, you can't just skip over fathering. You can't skip over fatherless children. You can't skip over fathers who rebelled on fathering, and nor can you skip over families who rebelled on husbanding and fathering. You know what I'm saying? Whatever way it happened, you just can't skip over that. And you got to hear this. So this kid just prophesies. This prophesies. And I believe you're going to hear this quite often on VFN Radio because this is our heart. For 10 years, I gave every moment of my life for the Malachi mandate. I bought signs and met with leaders and political leaders, military leaders, business leaders, church leaders. I met with the fatherless. There's 25 plus million, probably more now, fatherless children. 46% of all children are growing up like in a fatherless home, I believe, or something of that nature now. And 46% of the children who live in a fatherless home will only see their father once or twice for that first year and never again after the second. I mean, just this huge statistics. And we have all those statistics available for you, and we'll make them available with this on the torch. But listen to this young man. Imagine his mother sitting there in a chair. You can see this video on the VFN torch. She's at her wit's end. And she's thinking, I'll just bring him to this show. And this man's coming in saying, these kids just need authority. So he's coming in basically as a father figure saying, this thing's going to happen. And so she's bringing her son to a father, isn't she, really?
Yeah.
But imagine he's all dressed in camis. He's got this militant drill sergeant hat on. I mean, you got to see this. You've got to see the. You're fixing to hear it, and he's going to be yelling at this kid. What do you want? Do you want to go with me? And listen to what the little kid says.
You love that woman right there? You love her, right?
And he's talking about, you know, do you love, he's pointing at the mother, asking, do you love him? Do you love her? Do you love her?
Do you love that woman right there? You love her, right? Yes, sir. Now, you're not an adult till you're 18. Do you want me to be your daddy for the next 8 years, son? Huh?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Wow.
Why you want me to be your daddy?
I have no daddy.
You have no daddy? Well, let me tell you something. Come here. Give me a hug.
He melts. The drill sergeant melts, grabs the boy, hugs him, walks off the stage, because the reality is the enemy is taking fatherhood and emasculating it, seducing it, destroying it, divorcing it, shaming it, anything just to get the concept of fathering out of our faces, so that for whatever reason, and this is what Jesus said, if you bind the strong man, if you bind the father, if you bind the husband, if you screw him up, tie him down, bind him up, then you can rob everybody in that household and destroy them. And if you didn't just hear, you have to hear this young boy, about 7 years old, saying as he's being just confronted for his rebellion because of his mother, a single mother, trying to, is at her wit's end at seven. If you're at seven.
Wow.
I look at people who are struggling with, you know, those that age. I'm thinking, like, bless your heart. You don't even know. You don't even know yet. You don't even know yet. Because all of society wants to destroy your children. And you're going to have to fight with every breath, with every ounce of strength, with every fiber of your body. You have to fight for them. And because Satan is doing as hard as he can to fight for them into his kingdom.
Yeah.
And once you've done everything you can do as a parent to fight, then you got to stand. Then you have to stand for them.
Yeah.
Stand before God and intercede and pray and just be there in the context of the journey. And fatherhood is under siege. It's going to require fathers to wake up, men to wake up, us to rediscover who God called us to be, to shake off all of the Samson struggles and sapped by sin, and to say, dear God, would you renew our hearts? Would you renew us? Make a man of us, a man of integrity, a man of the Spirit, a man of his word. And allow God to begin to restore fatherhood, honor to fatherhood. Mm. But until we honor God as father, we can expect no father honoring here on earth. Because he says, if I'm your father, where's my honor, right?
All right.
Mm-hmm. Where's my honor? The thing is, the truth is, we can call people father all day long. And you can call the person who is your biological father or father in your life father all day long. But if you don't honor them, that's just flattering lips.
Mm.
Because when somebody is your father, that is shown by honor. And when God is your father, we honor him. And when he talks about it, he's talking about Malachi. How do we honor you? And he says, you honor me with what I give you. You give me a part of that increase first. And when you do that, then you're saying, I'm first in your life. And I'm honoring you as the father in my life. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.